It's the Les Paul Show. Yes, when man meets recording machine, it's the Les Paul Show. Here's a quarter hour of music that's transcribed and multiplied. And here's the guitar himself, Les Paul.
Hi, hello there, folks. Mary, say something like
that. Well, that's a fine way to start the program. What are you doing over there?
I dropped the letter, fell under the piano.
Oh, you're sure going out of your way for one letter.
Well, I got a whole bunch of letters, but this one is important. Mary, we've got them coming to us. We got a letter from the gas company.
A bill?
No. It's about my electric guitar. We got them worried. They want us to switch to gas.
A gas guitar?
Well, sure. Why not a gas guitar? We may be entering the gas age. Probably the gas company wants me to be the cow with a bell on it for all other guitar players to follow. You know, can't you just picture thousands of guitar players all over the world turning on the gas?
Well, for now, why don't you try it the old way with electricity and play Shine?
Okay, it'll probably be a couple of weeks anyway before everybody can switch
to
gas.
Right. Considering switching from electric to a gas guitar.
Go ahead.
I suppose that you'll insist I quit smoking cigars during the program.
Well, it'd probably be a good idea anyway. You smoke them so short, you're always burning your beard. Getting serious, Mary. What are you going to sing?
How about Sentimental Journey?
Great. Gabby Hayes Ford singing Sentimental Journey.
Cut it out.
Come on, Fuzzy.
Gonna take a sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease. I'm gonna take a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag and got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave the seven. I'll be waiting up. Takes me back. Never thought my heart would be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? I'm gonna take a sentimental journey.
Thank you.
take a sentimental journey. Sentimental journey home. Sentimental journey home.
Hey, that was real pretty.
Oh, you're not still kidding me, are you?
No, I'm real serious now. And while I'm serious, I think we should read some more of these letters. Here, you read them and then I'll answer them.
Okay. Well, let's see. Here's one that says, Dear Mr. Paul, do you play the washboard?
The washboard?
If so, can you electrify it? Signed, Mrs. T.J.
Well, my advice to Mrs. T.J., see, I sound like Anthony, is to forget about electrifying your washboard and to send your laundry out.
Good idea.
Got any more?
Here's one. My husband heard your program and went out and bought 7 guitars. So far, he has only been able to figure out how to play 4 of them. 1 under each arm, 1 on his head, 1 with his feet.
Right.
Would you please tell him how to play the other 3?
Who is this from?
Mrs. M.A.
Oh, Mrs. M.A. Well, I don't know how to answer your letter. You see, I really don't play 7 guitars. I just play 1 guitar. With my invention, the Les Pulverizer, I make it sound like 7.
That's all right.
Well, that reminds me, Mary, of the man who once had a one-man band back home. He played the cymbal with his knees and the bass drum with one leg, and he had the bass fiddle with the other leg and the banjo with his feet. He was a busy guy. And I asked him, I said, say, what do you do with your hands? He says, I hold them over my ears. Who can stand the noise?
I'd sure like to watch him.
Never mind him. I need someone to watch over me. Hey, I said it. Someone to watch over. That's the title of our next tune.
Oh.
Here we are. 7 million voices, 8 million guitars. Well, that's a little exaggerated, but you get the idea anyway. What'd that do? Put it too high?
Don't ever do that again.
Let me put my guitar down. Here, you grab it.
Did that sound anything like your friend with a one-man band?
Oh, no, we're doing it different, but I think he was doing it the hard way, Mary.
Yes, but he did it before you ever invented the Les Pulverizer.
Now, don't say those things. You're going to make me jealous. I'm getting jealous. I'm jealous. Jealous. Hey, that's the title of the next song.
I'm jealous of the moon that shines above, 'cause it shines upon the one I love. I'm jealous of the birdies in the tree, always singing sweetest melodies. I'm jealous of the pretty flowers too.
Gal, that was mighty pretty, I reckon you all.
Well, where are we now?
Oh, I was talking where they talk back home.
Oh. Well, did you always tease the girls back home like you do me?
Oh, no. Back where I come from, we don't dare talk to girls like that. If you do, they hit you over the head with a hoe handle.
I don't blame them.
Besides, I sat up all last night working on something nice to say to you tonight.
You did?
Yeah, I burned the midnight oil at 11 o'clock.
Oh, how sweet.
Oh, I wrote all these compliments down on a piece of paper. Nothing but compliments.
Well, let's hear a few.
Well, I will. I dropped my insurance. I'm going to live tonight. Just wrote that in.
No.
See, that's okay. Now, here's a piece of paper. See, first it says here, Mary sang all the parts on Jealous. That's just one girl singing all those voices.
Oh, thank you.
And if you like the song Jealous and the way Mary sings it, you can go down to any secondhand store or music store, and for around 9 cents, you can get this record.
How See? Much?
9 cents. Well, you can. And that reminds me, Mary, you know, in show business, there's an old saying, you should leave them with a laugh. Well, there it is. Good night, folks.
You've been listening to The Les Paul Show, a transcribed illusion made up of one part Les Paul on the guitar and one part Mary Ford on the vocals. Both parts coming to you from Hollywood's Radio City. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.